Chapter 2. Tom felt strange. A bright light hurt his eyes. When it stopped, he was on a boat. It was an old boat, made of wood. The sea moved it up and down. A man walked up some stairs from below deck. He was a big man, with a black hat and a long beard. Tom could tell he was a pirate.
"Who are you?" said the pirate. "This is Redbeard's ship."
My name is Tom," he replied. "I'm sorry, I was just reading a book. I didn't know this would happen."
Redbeard smiled.
"Did you find the magic book?"
Tom nodded.
"That was Ted's book. How is he?"
Redbeard asked. "He died," said Tom.
"That is sad," said Redbeard. "It has been a long time since I saw him. Are you his son?"
"I'm his grandson," said Tom.
"It really has been a long time," said Redbeard. "Come, I will show you my crew."
Redbeard took Tom down the stairs inside the ship. A big group of pirates sat around a table. They were eating dinner.
"Listen," said Redbeard. "This is Tom. He found the magic book."
The pirates said hello to Tom and asked him to sit with them. Tom was a little scared, but the pirates were all very friendly, so he sat down. They gave him lots of food. Tom was hungry. He watched a pirate at the table drinking something from a barrel. He then closed his eyes and fell asleep.
"What is that?" Tom asked a pirate next to him.
"That drink is called grog," the pirate said with a laugh. "You're too young for it." "This is an exciting time," said Redbeard. "We are sailing towards the Island of Gold. There is lots of treasure there. If we can get there before anyone else, we will be rich." The other pirates cheered and banged the table. Tom cheered too. It was fun to be a pirate.
There was a huge splash. Water splashed down the stairs. That was strange because the sea was calm with no big waves.
"What was that?" said Tom.
Redbeard stood up.
"I don't know," he said. "Let's go and see."
Tom followed the pirates to the deck. They looked over the side.
"Oh no," said Redbeard.